Buenos dias, and welcome to Embracing Vulnerability. It is another Wise Woman Wednesday, like I like to call it. It is January 24th, 2024. Welcome. It doesn't matter your age, your gender, your religion, or any background. I am glad that you're here joining me one more week. Today's topic is dream deferred. According to Google, a dream deferred is a dream that has been delayed or placed on hold by an individual. Now, I would like to tell myself or anyone out there listening that putting something on pause does not make you a failure. After careful consideration, I have decided to defer a dream. I came across this giant and I realized that I am unable to complete this task right now. It had to be placed on pause. I have to be honest and be vulnerable, saying that I was rushing to obtain something and I had to tell myself I am unable to compare myself with others. Everything big takes time. Everything worthwhile requires sacrifice. I cried, felt the emotions I needed to feel. I allowed my emotions to hold up space. I allowed my emotions to have the time that they needed. I spoke to my emotions and I said, "Hey sadness, I hear you, I see you, I will allow you the minutes or the hours you may need. Just know you cannot take up my whole day, for you are not allowed to make decisions for me. I am not a failure. I am a devoted human being in many areas of my life. I am a leader and I like to be organized. I found out the requirements that I needed to accomplish this dream. I am not prepared, so I must wait." I had that small conversation with myself. I allowed myself to break. I allowed myself to cry, because as human beings, we put a timeline to things, right? So I told myself, okay, I would like to be done with this 6 months. I would like this goal to take up a year. Time passed and it didn't get accomplished. And I'm a person who likes to hold time and likes to consider time, and I like to challenge myself. And I saw that this challenge, the time that I was giving it, was not enough. It was not enough. And I'm not a person who likes to be sloppy, and I was getting really sloppy. I was getting really desperate. I was saying, no, this is gonna get done no matter what. I go to the place, I get told the requirements, then I go back. Let's say it was 3 months after. 3 months after I find out the requirements, I go back and say, hey, this is what I've done. And I get told one more time, you still don't have the requirements met yet. So I had to pause and think, I cannot rush this. I am unable to rush this. The fact of the matter is, you don't have the requirement yet. And that is okay. Keyword on the yet. It's not in my plans for me to have this yet. I'm the type of person that's always looking forward, always looking for the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. I dream really big, and everything that I've ever wanted, I've accomplished. So when I face something that I'm not able to have it when I want it, I get frustrated. Like any human being, I get frustrated. I start doubting myself. I start thinking, what do other people have that I don't have? I have to remind myself, you don't know what kind of sacrifices that person made behind doors. Everyone sees the nice fancy car. Everyone sees the nice fancy salary. Everyone sees the big happy family. No one sees what those people go through behind closed doors. Everyone sees the beautiful green grass. You don't know that that person was waking up at 5 in the morning to mow their lawn. You don't know that that person was plucking weeds at 7 in the morning. You don't know that that person had to go out at 9 p.m. to, you know, kick out the rodents, the vermin, whatever it is that can harm a garden or your grass, your property. You don't know that that person was calling pest control to get an estimate on how they were going to get rid of pests from their land that was creating havoc. You don't see those things. You don't know those things. You just see the outside. You just see the results. You do not see the process. So when I tell that to myself, I'm able to breathe in, breathe out, and say, it's okay. It's not happening right now, it's not happening today, but it will happen. I'm my biggest cheerleader. There's no one out there that can say whatever they want to say to me. I know that I'm my biggest cheerleader. I know that I have my back, and I know I have a support system. Even having a support system, you have to support yourself as well. So I'm gonna tell you, my dream is deferred right now. It's not the best feeling in the world to have to come to the conclusion that you're not prepared for something. And I cried, you know, I cried a lot, and it's not a bad thing to cry. My tears were telling me that I was in pain, that I was sad, that I thought I could get this in the amount of time that I thought I could get it. But guess what? This thing is new. I don't know how this thing works. I don't know how this machine works. So I can't go to this machine and tell this machine, hey, machine, you're going to be my property. Hey, machine, I know how to change your wires. Hey, machine, I know how to plug you. If I don't know how to plug you, if I don't know the manual, if I don't know how you work, it's not going to work. It's just not going to. Everything in life has instructions and it has rules in place for things to work out the way they need to work out. And I know this because I like structure. I like order. I like being organized. So reminding myself that I like structure, reminding myself that I would rather get something that I worked hard to obtain and that I know how much value it has once I obtain it, it makes me feel good to say, you know what, I have to wait, but that's okay. It is what it is. It is what it is. I'm having this moment being vulnerable and sharing to you that if you can't get the car now, doesn't mean you're never going to get it. If you can't get that credit card that you really want, doesn't mean you're not going to get it. Let's work little by little. We can do it. I know that we can do it. We can do anything we set our minds to. Everything is possible as long as we allow ourselves to hold the space and the time that things need to take place. Like I've said in previous episodes, there's been things that I've wanted that took 10 years for me to get. That's not everyone's story, that's my story, right? There's things that I've dreamed of, that I wanted, that they took so long I even forgot about them. And then when I obtained them, I was like, this is why I love journaling, because journaling is literally a record of things that have happened in your life. When I go back to my notes, my notebooks, my journals, my books, I'm like, I forgot that I wanted this and how bad I wanted this. And now that I have it, I'm really proud of myself that all this time passed and I didn't let this stop me. I didn't let this not being accomplished right now strike me down with anger and hate and belittling myself. All those emotions come. They come, I'm telling you. All those emotions come. I just let them know you're not here to stay. You're here temporarily because all of my emotions are allowed to be here. They're just not allowed to cloud my vision and cloud my path because I am in control of my emotions. My emotions are not in control of me. And it's really not an easy task. It's not an easy task because I don't have many people around me that are mentally stable anyways. So sometimes being the more mentally stable in a room is, I don't even know what kind of word to use to describe it. Sometimes it feels tiring. It feels tiring because I have to pour out my energy onto others more than others can pour into me. And I'm already used to that. I just know that I have the tools to recharge, to plug myself in, to pour onto me, because I know every day there's one person that I have to pour into. I know this already. There's many people that rely on me pouring into them. And I'm very glad to do it. And I love to do it. I also take into account that I know that it's a big task. Being a leader is not the easiest role. It's a lot of things that are on your plate. And I'm glad that I have the skills to manage many things. And my emotions is one of them. If I'm close to you, you have seen me break. You have seen me you have seen me overwhelmed. You have seen me angry. You have seen me jealous. You have seen me at my lowest, if you're close to me. But if you're not close to me, you will not see any of that. You will see a person that's, you would never know what I'm going through, basically. That one time in Walmart that I was crying in the car because battery was dead and I didn't want to ask for help, that's the first time in I don't even know how many years I cried in public. And I told myself that it was okay. It's fine. If my tears needed to come out that day in Walmart, in the parking lot, in my car, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's looking. My brain needed it. I needed to let my tears out. I couldn't hold them in. I'm the type of person that cries when she's angry, cries when she's happy, cries when she's sad. So when I'm crying, unless you know me, you don't know what I'm crying about. You have no idea what I'm crying about. So I won't let anyone also belittle me or make me feel like my sadness or my tears don't have any justification. I give all my emotions their meaning. And that's why I have such a great relationship with my emotions. Everyone can do it too. It's not easy. It's not easy at all. Just know that if you're someone who wanted something and thought, oh, by Friday I'm gonna get it, and it's Wednesday. Today is literally Wednesday. Friday I'm gonna go get this. I'm trying to think of an example. Friday I'm going to go to sign up for this and that and the third. You go on Friday to this establishment. You're excited. You get up. You brush your teeth. You take your shower. You dress up. You put on your perfume that you like. You put on your favorite pair of sneakers. You put on that hat that you like. You take your keys. You take your wallet. You make sure you have whatever paperwork it is that you need. You have your folder. You look presentable. Everything according to society that makes you look presentable is checked, right? You walk out your door, you close the door, you make sure you have everything before you leave. You don't want to lock yourself out. It happens. Sometimes you lock yourself out. You have everything and you go. Whatever transportation method you use, a bike, a scooter, a car, a bus, a train, and you get there. Then when you get there, you're greeted, you have the best attitude, you have all this positivity. You're processing everything. You're giving them what you think they need. Then they tell you, okay, you're missing this and this and that. Okay, make sure that you have a decent attitude, right? It is not cute to go into any establishment and give, you know, nastiness to someone who works there because they don't make the rules. They're just an employee. They're not the COO, they're not the CEO, they're not the owner of that company. They're just doing their job. So even if they are giving you attitude, even if they're being nasty, do not portray that back onto them. Do not give them that back because it's not going to solve anything. A negative and a negative is not going to solve anything, right? So you take their words, whether they were kind or not. You don't have to let them disrespect you. I'm not saying let them disrespect you. Let them know that the way that they're speaking to you is not in a respectful tone. And if they do not change that behavior, you would like to speak to someone else who can address your needs. We can be very cordial. We have some decency, have some manners, okay? You don't have to treat people the way that they treat you. You don't have to. You have the option to control yourself. You're not able to control the other human being. There's many things in life that we cannot control, and other human behaviors and actions are one of those things you cannot control. Okay, so you are told in whichever way that is not possible. You take it with you. You go back home, or you might even be crying on your way home. That's fine. It's fine. You can cry. You can get home. You can get under your covers. You can eat some ice cream. You can eat some Popeye fried chicken. Whatever it is that you need to get through that moment. And after you get through that moment, I promise you that you will find a way. You will find a way. Whether it's reading a book, finding a course, going online, watching a video, finding something on social media, connecting with someone. You never know. networking and knowing the right person sometimes can get you far. Not sometimes. A lot of the times can get you far. So having friendships is very important. Meeting people wherever you might meet them is very important because you never know what kind of doors those people might open. So having the right mindset will get you to those places. The door is closed for me right now. I don't have the key for it, but I know that I'm going to get through that door. And I know you will be able to go through that door. And I know that the only person stopping you is you. It's not the bank. It's not the officer. It's not the teacher. It's not the bus driver. It's not the landlord. You are the one stopping you from accomplishing whatever it is you need to accomplish. Let's get our life together. Let's organize our life and let's get the things done that we need to get done to progress. Little progress is still progress. Don't let anyone sit there and tell you, you're 30 and you still don't have X, Y, and Z. No, don't listen to those people. Don't listen to those people. Age does not equal what you should have in life. Make sure that whatever is in you, that is within you, has power to get anything it is that you want in life. All the skills and tools that you need, you are able to get them. Don't get obsessed with titles either. You can have 7 masters. That doesn't mean you're gonna go get the dream job that you wanted just because you have 7 masters. You have to also have the skills. Someone had to take the chance on you to give you the opportunity to learn and have the experience to get you through where you need to get through. Sometimes people get themselves in $300,000 loans and they're not a doctor yet. They're not a lawyer yet because the doors are not opening. The doors are not opening. The person interviewing them is not seeing what they need to see in a person to give them the opportunity. It's your attitude, it's your behavior, it's what you're portraying, it's what you're selling. When you go to an interview, you need to sell who you are to that company. That company does not need you. Companies do not need to be loyal to you. You are the one that needs the job, right? You are the one that wants the career. You are the one that has to put the positive energy out there. And you are the one that needs to make sure that they're getting a profit from you and you're getting a profit from them. Equivalent exchange. If you haven't seen Full Metal Alchemist, I don't know what you're doing with your life. It's on Netflix. It's an anime, cartoon, whatever you want to call it. Go check it out. It's called Full Metal Alchemist. It's a great, great anime, great cartoon, great show, great series. It's on Netflix. Equivalent exchange. Everything in life is a give and take. Relationships, jobs, friendships. Everything is a give and take. Everything is a give and take. It is what it is. We're grown, we're adults. I don't have what it takes to have this right now, but I promise you, I will get it. And I will also update you when I get it. You will be the first to know, hey guys, there was a time where I said this and this and that, and I didn't give the details because my projects, I like to keep them silent until I square out all the kinks, until I fix whatever it is I need to fix before I tell the world, hey, so I was working on this, and this is my progress, and this is where I would like to be. I don't have everything planned, mapped out yet. I'm only seeing the bigger picture. I've seen the big picture already. I'm just working on how to get there. You will be the first to know. I'll be like, I spoke about this in the past. Guess who? Your girl got it. Guess what, guys? Your girl's got it. And I'm proud to be here. And I'm proud to be sharing this journey. I'm proud to be sharing this story. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for being here. Just remember, a dream deferred does not make you a failure. Now, today I would like to read a little card that I got from Barnes & Noble. It's a pack called 101 Blessings to Brighten Your Day and Uplift Your Soul. Promises from God for Women. Now, today's card says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Proverbs 3:5. Again, that's trust in the Lord with all your heart. Proverbs 3:5. You do not need to go to church or have any type of relationship with God to see how beautiful this statement is. Life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away. Thank you so much for listening. It has been very good to be here and let you know that although I am going through something, I'm going to get it. Because it's in my DNA, it's in my genes. It's in my genes. I'm going to get it regardless. Doesn't matter what. Doesn't matter who, when, why, how, I'm going to get it. I promise myself that I'm going to get it. At the end of the day, I'm my biggest challenge. I'm my biggest threat. I'm my biggest barrier. And I know how to work with me. If how vulnerable I was with you helped in any way, please download the episode and follow me for more. I put out new episodes every Wednesday. I am growing through every experience. Hope that you are too.